SNAP benefits ran out last week, and it is a time where many areas that provide for food insecure people are struggling. And the Interfaith Food Shuttle certainly has had its services tested throughout the course of this year, even before the government shutdown started over a month ago. And joining us now is the president of the Interfaith Food Shuttle. It is Ron Pringle. Ron, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for joining us. So due to the government shutdown, has the Interfaith Food Shuttle increased support to neighbors facing food insecurity?
Yeah, we have absolutely implemented several strategies. It's difficult to say, yeah, we've increased, you know, food supply because we're dealing with less food now with the lack of or the cutbacks in USDA commodities and resources to be able to purchase additional food or items. And so it's just now is the time that, you know, we are struggling to be able to meet that demand with more people in line with less food available.
Have you heard from the people that you serve since the government shutdown started, and what have they told you?
You know, we've been hearing from folks before the government shutdown even happened. You know, we're just hearing from a different group of people now that the shutdown has happened. You know, and we're finding that individuals who are only a paycheck away from, you know, challenges and disaster here are facing that because they still have the exact same expenses going to work and coming home with no paycheck to be able to continue that. So individuals who may have been volunteering with us in the past or donating to us in the past, you know, are now finding and asking how can they benefit and where can they find services.
How difficult has it been to meet the need of the public since the government shutdown started? And in fact, based on what it sounds like, this has been a problem all year long, not just in the past month.
It is. And I won't even say how, you know, it's difficult. It's actually impossible. It is no way in the world that food banks are able to fill the gap of the SNAP benefits that are caught, that have already been cutting back, and that delay and, you know, it's just the anticipation of it with individuals trying to prepare for what's to come with things being so uncertain. You know, it's just made it nearly impossible for food banks to even collect the resources needed to even begin to meet that need.
How much of an impact did the end of COVID benefits have on your organization?
The major impact that COVID had was the resources that were available during COVID. Those resources have been cut. The additional food supply that was available during COVID, that has actually been cut with programs that were working with our local farmers where we were able to access additional produce and invest in small communities. Those resources have been cut. And so it actually caused some of the progress that we've made in moving people to on a pathway to self-sufficiency. You know, it's just getting the rug pulled from under you. And it's just creating a myriad of challenges that, you know, we've been seeing at the steady increase of over the past several weeks, especially.
How much more difficult has this government shutdown been compared to the previous one during the first Trump administration, which was a record at its time for the longest in American history?
Yeah, during the previous shutdown, you know, it was the challenges were a little bit different. You know, we didn't have at that time so many other factors that were at play. And so it was a little bit. And we were in a much better position because now you're focusing on a target group of people that were directly affected by the shutdown. This time, there are so many other things at play with just the SNAP, with the SNAP cuts due to the shutdown, but with all of the transitions and the changes that are going to be taking effect over the next few months. You know, we're still expecting to see this increase happen. Even if the shutdown were to end tomorrow, you know, this isn't something that is an immediate fix. you know. But like any other natural disaster, you know, that's when the recovery work begins.
And how closely do you work with farmers across the state in order to make food available to those who need it?
Very, very close. We have a very good relationship with our small local farmers. And we built those relationships over the past few years, especially when we were had federal dollars that we were able to help these farmers and invest in these local communities. You know, these were farmers that they're not connected to the larger market. You know, they're not selling to the Amazons and the large retail providers. You know, these were the small homegrown farmers that we were partnering with and were able to invest in their farm and in turn distribute that produce within their own local community. And so without those resources, you know, now we're setting these farmers back in a place where, you know, they're having to question, are they going to continue to be able to afford to farm? Are they going to be able to afford to keep their land and their family? You know, so it's just a ripple effect that's been happening here that's become more apparent since the shutdown.
And in fact, you're going to host a conference coming up tomorrow in Raleigh. Is that correct?
Yes, we're hoping to host an agricultural conference tomorrow. We have organizations from around the country that's coming to learn about some of the solutions to be able to deal with this in agriculture. Education and agricultural development and economic development, workforce development, are all things that are going to be at this conference that we're going to be educating various communities across the country on, you know, and we're hoping, keeping fingers crossed, because we've had a few cancellations simply because, you know, food banks that were planning on being there to be able to come up with some, help us work on these innovative ideas, are now having to face some of these same challenges within their local community.
Ron Pringle from the an organization that's doing a lot of very good work, I might add. Ron, we thank you so much. It's the Interfaith Food Shuttle that is doing everything they can to help people, but obviously in a very difficult situation. You can learn more about them by going to foodshuttle.org. Ron, we thank you so much for your time. Take care.
Thank you so much for having me.